Let's go to one of the speedsters of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. He had a year where he had some injuries last year and probably not quite as good as his first season. He's had a big pre-season this year, and we're going to find out how the boys have been going this week. His name's Matty White, and he joins us now. Matty, how are you?
Good, thanks, boys. How are you?
Yeah, excellent, thank you. The week, what's it been like? Because it wasn't a great performance against Melbourne. Any more intensity on the track at all?
Nah, not really. It was a little bit somber come Monday, Tuesday, but had a look at some tape, and we understand it's a NAB Cup game. The effort wasn't there in the second half, and did a tackling yesterday, but that was about it.
So what was the major message or two to come out of the Melbourne game, do you think, Matty?
It was mainly just that we can't put up that sort of an effort in the second half. We played a pretty good first half, where, albeit not where we wanted to be, but the second half we just didn't show anything, and that was the big key message that came out of everything that we did.
Can that be fixed quickly?
I think so. I think it's more a mindset thing. We just took the foot off the pedal, and you can't do that at any stage of any game anymore. The competition's just way too even.
Mm. Talking about competition, there'll be plenty on the track this week because you don't have a game, and then, of course, the next one is against Richmond, which is your final hit out, and trying to put 28 blokes into probably about 23 spots isn't going to work, so it's going to be really tough to select that side.
Yeah, we've got some young guys playing some really good footy at the moment, which is a great thing for the club, and it's going to be a nice and tough decision for Kenny and his boys to pick the best 22 for the NAB 3 Challenge game against Richmond and then for round one. So we're all going to be trying to put our best foot forward. We know the Maggies are playing tomorrow afternoon against West Adelaide, so some more boys will definitely be putting their hands up for that as well.
Now, I'm sure all of the Port Adelaide supporters are waiting with bated breath to see Charlie Dixon play. Most likely to play against Richmond, do you think?
Yeah, I think he's. I think today he said he's pretty good, knee's fine, he's ready to go. So he's going to have a training run with us on Saturday and train all next week, and hopefully he's going to come out for at least a half. I'm not sure how much game time he'll get, but I think he's all good to go now.
Dixon, Shules, Wingard, to name a few. Robbie Gray through there, your good self. It's going to be a good forward line when you get it clicking, Matty, which is a positive.
Absolutely. I don't know where I'm going to fit in there. You put Neely in there, you've got to rent Boak or Gray or someone forward, and I would have somehow get my way in there, but it's a good challenge.
Oh, you're being very modest there, Matty. You give it a crack. You got the wheels, the speed. You finish as good as anyone.
Yeah, but we've got a lot of guys coming through as well. So as much as I want to pump my own tyres up here, I've got to watch my back a little bit.
Well, I'll pump them up, Matty.
Thanks, mate.
What is the program this week? Because you've had that extended break. The weekend off, perhaps?
No, we're going to go in on Saturday. We're going to have a training session Saturday morning with the guys who don't play this weekend. We can't have too many days off at the moment. We want to keep on top of it, and we'll have a good hit out over the weekend and come in ready to go Monday.
It would be tough for your physical staff and strengthening and conditioning staff. It's a 12-day break between the Melbourne and the Richmond game. Then it's a 17-day break until round one. As a player, let's start with that. As a player, are you going to find that difficult?
No, not really. We're going to get a couple of days off here and there over the next few weeks, really get the body up and running. But yep, other than that, training as usual. We're not going to change too much from what we've been doing. Apart from that, I think we get 3 days off after the Richmond game. That's about it.
Yeah. The 10-metre no-go zone rule, do you like that one?
It's been a little bit hard to get used to. But it's like any rule. Once you get used to it, it'll be fine. It hasn't affected us overly much too much at the moment. I think we had away 150 on the weekend from it. But yeah, we'll just have to keep trying it while we're still training.
And now, I'm sure there won't be too many complaints from the forwards because it actually works in the favour. If a player takes the mark next to the point post, for example, those players who are generally ready to run in and put pressure on, they come back an extra 5 metres. That's going to make it a little bit easier having a shot for goal.
Yeah, that'd be nice, actually, not to have 15 blokes come charging at you.
That's right.
When you step off the line. So hopefully we can kick a few more nice, easy goals from there.
Now, has Kenny calmed down? Has he? Did he give a few blokes a spray?
He did get a little bit angry on the weekend, but obviously understanding it's just a NAB Cup game. So he tried to keep training pretty light and fresh this week and crack a few gags to make up for it. But we know that we were in the wrong a little bit. We need to play a lot better footy than what we did.
Yeah. And Freddie Bassett, how's he going in that mix? Because the coaches have got to be able to gel as well, don't they?
No, he's been a great thing. Spotted him really well. It's brings a lot of experience to us in coaching and in playing. So he's slotted in really well.
Yeah. Where are you down the beach, Matty?
I'm actually on the golf course, boys.
Oh, well, how are you hitting them?
Vossi and I as a team are four over at the moment.
Okay, who are you playing?
We've got pretty much the whole midfield group down here today.
And where's down here?
Just at my home golf club of Grange Golf Club, mate.
Oh, the Grange Golf Club, east or west?
We're on the west today, just after the Women's Open a couple of weeks ago. It's an amazing nick.
Oh, that would be an amazing nick. You're getting them in the gotcha grass or you hitting them down the guts?
Nah, Vossi's just smoked one down the middle, so got about 80 metres in here, so... Yeah, it's been good.
Well, look, we better let you take your next shot, but I was on the PAFC website, and I didn't realise this, and I don't even know who they are, but it's the 20-year anniversary of Pokemon. So they've got each player, if you scroll down the PAFC website, and they've got a player like Matty White, and then next to it, they've got the Pokemon. You're the Joltcon, whatever the hell that is, Matt.
Yeah, I saw that. It's some lightning horse-looking thing or something.
Must be able to run fast.
He's quick.
He is quick.
Told.
Ollie Wines is the macho key, this big, strong-looking thing.
Is it a thing with a big head? Because that would be
it is.
Him.
It is, Matt. And the funniest one, get on there, PAFC website, scroll down to Ken Hinckley. I don't know the name of the one they put with Ken Hinckley, but there's a likeness. It is just quite funny, Matty.
I'll definitely have to go and have a look at that when I'm done.
Hit him down the middle, mate. Thanks for your time. You're a ripper.
Thanks, boys.
Matty White there playing golf out at Grange.
Yeah, and look, he's someone in his first year, he absolutely set the park alight. Never quite recaptured that last year, but he is a player who, look, he's such a difficult one to match up on. When they're going
important.
And when Port go fast, he can get on the end of him. His speed is electric. And like you said, he can finish well. Kick the goal of the year, of course. So become an important player.
He's more than important. He's great. Matty White, our guest.